You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Empty Wallet, Happy Heart. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Today I'm going to talk about money and prayer. Isn't it a funny thing that most people pay more attention to their checkbook than to the good book? If people would open the Bible when they take their problems to God, they'd find that money wouldn't be such a problem. The good book, the Bible, says that you can have an empty wallet, but a happy heart. Philippians 4:19, My God will give you everything you need according to His riches, in His glory, and in Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:31-33, Do not worry then, and say, What are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what are we going to wear? The people of the world concern themselves with all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. But you concern yourselves with God's rule and His righteousness above everything else, and all these things will also be given to you. Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for all of us, won't He certainly also give us all things along with Him? And Isaiah 3:10, Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Such promises and more are what you'll hear when you go to your place of prayer and open the Bible. But if you don't pay attention to these and so many other promises from God, if the only book on your mind when you pray is the book that tells how much money you have or don't have, then you'll probably be a grump. And take it from me, I can be a world-class grump. In the morning, I probably look like a bear coming out of hibernation. I'm unshaven. I've got a scowl on my face. My bones aren't quite as limber as they used to be. Growl! And if I'm having trouble paying some bills, get out of my way. I'll bite your head off. Incidentally, I'm talking here about money. But if you've got some other problem that is turning you into a grump, you can just substitute whatever happens to be your burden. The fact is that when most of us pray, we're more conscious of our checkbook or some other problem than we are of what God has to say to us in the Bible. We see that our wallet is empty, and so we're grumpy. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. We forget that God knows. Jesus knows. But when you go to your place of prayer for a conversation, if you listen to God, you can have an empty wallet but a happy heart. Prayer is supposed to be a dialogue. You tell God your problem, and in His Word, He'll give you guidance. What makes all the difference in the world is that the Bible points you in your problems to Jesus Christ. Most of us wake up in the mornings without Jesus Christ. I don't mean that He's left you. No, He promises I'm with you always. I don't mean that you're not a Christian when you wake up grumpy. The person who believes that God sent Jesus to bring complete forgiveness for sins is a Christian, whether awake or sleeping, thinking about Christ or not. No, when I say that most of us wake up without Christ, I mean that our natural fears and feelings dominate us, and we forget that we've got a super good God who promises to help us whatever our problem happens to be. That's why when you wake up, one of the first things you should do is go to your place of prayer, tell God how you're feeling, read the Bible, and let God's Spirit give you a better attitude. I'll tell you from my own experience. And remember, I can be a world-class grump. When I'm fretting over money or any other problem, My prayer time with a good book open before me always improves my attitude. Martin Luther put it this way: the heart must become heavy before it can attain and lay hold of this truth. It must first run and experience that everything else is lost and useless in the search for Christ. And finally, no counsel is to be had unless you give yourself, without your own and all human comfort, to the Word alone. In bodily mishaps and straits, you may see comfort in gold, possessions, friends, and acquaintances, but in these matters you must have something that is not human but divine, namely the Word, through which alone Christ deals with us and we can deal with Him. Along this same line, there's a great story in the Old Testament about an empty wallet but a happy heart. It's the story of a man named Habakkuk. He lived in Israel at a time when society was coming apart at the seams. There was moral decay, there was injustice, there was violence. People were proud, insisting on their own rights. Everyone seemed to be out for himself. A situation not unlike our degenerating culture here in North America. Anyway, it made Habakkuk crabby. Being a godly man who knew how to work through grumpy feelings, Habakkuk prayed. He complained to God about the situation, and God answered. Remember, prayer is really a dialogue. You talk to God, and His Word speaks to you. Here's the word that God gave Habakkuk: the righteous will live by faith. God answered Habakkuk with a promise. He didn't do anything at that exact moment. He didn't rain money down from heaven. He didn't zap any other problem. God did promise to make things right in God's own good time. He told Habakkuk, "Trust me, I'll do what's best for you." That word from God worked an attitude change that Habakkuk needed in order to face his problems. The promise from God gave him a happy heart. In chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Habakkuk describes how his attitude has changed. "Even if the fig tree does not bloom and the vines have no grapes, even if the olive tree fails to produce and the fields yield no food, even if the sheep pen is empty and the stalls have no cattle, even then I will delight in the Lord. I will truly rejoice in God who saves me. The Lord of all is my strength." To put it briefly, empty wallet but a happy heart. The attitude change pivots on the promise of salvation. That is, the change from a heavy heart to a happy heart depends upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's answer to us troubled sinners. By His coming into this world, God worked an eternal salvation for us and our problems. Jesus Christ took all the sins of the world upon Himself. At Calvary's cross, He was punished for sin. Whether they were the sins of Habakkuk's time, Luther's time, or the things that cause you and me so much grief, including the sins we ourselves commit, Jesus Christ suffered for them all at the cross. Jesus is God's answer to a sinner's complaint. That's why Jesus Christ is the answer we need when we cope with our problems, whatever the problem be. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says that God's Son, Jesus Christ, was not yes and no, but in Him, yes has taken place. For in all the promises of God, He is the yes that makes them come true. God's yes to you in Jesus Christ is the theme of the entire Bible. It's the word that gives grumps happy hearts. This gospel works a dramatic change in the heart. The happy heart that Christ makes does not say, "I will rejoice despite my problems." I've heard a lot of Christians talk that way. You probably have too. It's more than that. Christ makes us say, because I have an empty wallet, or whatever problem, I have a happy heart. It's not that we're masochists and revel in our problems. Rather, our problems drive us to Christ. Our problems show that our confidence has to be in Him, not in ourselves. Our hope has to be in God's salvation, not our money or our own resources. Our life is finally a matter of faith in Jesus Christ, not in reliance upon ourselves. Because Because I have problems which are driving me to be totally dependent upon God and Jesus, because of that, I have a happy heart. This great attitude adjustment comes when you go to your place of prayer and rely more upon what the good book says than upon the worries that come from your checkbook. Good prayer happens when you tell God your problems and read His answers in the Bible. The hour of prayer should be spent with a Bible on your lap. Let me quote Martin Luther again. When Luther's barber, a man named Peter, asked for advice about prayer, the Reformer answered this way, "Dear Peter, I want to tell you as well as I can how I myself view and practice prayer. May our Lord God grant that you and many others shall profit by it. When I feel that I have become cold and indifferent to prayer through hostile thoughts and occupations, since the devil and the flesh always oppose and hinder prayer, I take the Psalms into my room, or if it is the right day and hour, I go to church with the congregation, and begin to say by myself, as the children would repeat, the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and if there is a little time left, several sayings of Christ, Paul, or the Psalms. It is well that prayer should be made the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night, and that we diligently guard against the false and deceitful thoughts which suggest, wait a while, I'll pray an hour later, I must first do this and that. It frequently happens that in one petition of the Lord's Prayer, I wander into such rich thoughts that I let the remaining six petitions go. When such rich, good thoughts come, we should listen in silence and by no means interrupt them, for it is then that the Holy Spirit Himself preaches, and one word of His preaching is far better than a thousand of our prayers." So you can see from Luther's words to his barber, and from the story of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, prayer is not simply dumping the garbage of our lives in God's lap. It's that, but it should be more. It should be a dialogue. We tell God about our empty wallet or whatever, and then we linger on His guidance to us in the Bible, the Word of Christ. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls us from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and often escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. So, your wallet is empty? Sit on it and then pray. Read the Bible and put your confidence in Jesus Christ. He gives you a happy heart. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.